Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
People still tripping off of that Pat Bev comment or comments about our star and Trey Young. If you missed that, go back, rewind.
I don't know what missing the playoff feels like.
And you can hear us talk about it.
That's a lie.
That is a lie. But we will certainly dive back in. Appreciate you guys being here on a Thursday. Mike, I'll say this. Let's talk about the spread real quick before we get into 4th-and-1 and what else is going on around the NFL. Injury update as well with the Falcons and who was on the field today, which is good news. Why are you concerned about this number on Sunday with us?
Well, 5.5, yes, I did the math. It's nearly 6. 6 is one touchdown. It's a bit much for a team that's only scored three offensive touchdowns in 2 games, 1 passing. But, I mean, you look at it and you go, does Vegas really feel this? Are they buying this defense? Are they feeling we're just going to run right all over those guys? Because, you know, you get 3 points for being the home team generally. And this is a team that beat us in a dial-a score. It was 38-38 going into overtime last year. And now Vegas has got us as nearly a 6-point favorite over under day-to-day. It's just under 50, right? It's about 48 right now. Double check. So that's just to me, I'm just so confused by Vegas' tactics on this one. Not sure I'm going to jump on it just yet. We'll make our picks tomorrow. But that's all of a sudden, we went from being no one believes us, and now, whoa, okay. Wow, we're Big John Balls. I had to paraphrase
big,
that.
Big.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is it, Day-Day? Say again. Okay.
All right. So
they're not scoring 20 points.
Yeah. So you're going to beat them 30-21?
21. They're not scoring over 21.
All right, man. So Carl's jumping on this, too. This thing's gaining momentum.
Here's where I'm at, though. And Mike, you make a great point. I don't know, man. It feels like the win in Minnesota has catapulted opinions around the country.
Despite how funky we looked in the red zone?
Yes. And matter of fact, at 5 o'clock, we're going to let you hear a couple of those national pundits who all of a sudden, and I won't say all of a sudden, I think a couple of these folks have already been on the bandwagon, but I think you've got people now going, that defense does look good. Mm. And they're saying it. It's not just behind the scenes and, oh, there's chatter. So I feel like, Mike, that's a limited football team offensively. We are only limited because of the injuries we've been dealing with, right? They're limited now with their up front in protection and their run game with 2 of their starting offensive linemen. We have 1 missing. They right. have 2 guys.
Yeah, it's May, the kid that used to play at Georgia, went to Tennessee. He's going to be the Cade Mays. He's going to be under center, new guard to Carl's point. So based on how ferocious we looked, and by the way, James Pierce Jr. back at practice today, so as Coach Ross said, just simply maintenance. That was based, maybe it's a groin issue, so they're kind of slow rolling him during the week, don't overexert. So it sounds like all our studs will be out there, which is great news, but we don't have A.J. Terrell, I don't think. Don't have confirmation yet, but you and I think, kind of feeling maybe not going to see A.J. out there.
Yeah, and look, I think, again, no disrespect to the Carolina Panthers, but we can beat them without A.J. Terrell.
But this is still a team that has scored. Now, again, they lost to Carolina. The Arizona game was a 1-possession game. Mm-hmm. He did throw for 300 yards. But you know, it's still a road game. It's their first, you know, home game. They're not an atmosphere that said you're threatening
that,
at Charlotte.
But wasn't that a little stat padding, Mike? I mean, they were down in the game, and then he's throwing to try to get them back in. Some of that's deceiving. It's not like he threw for 300 yards and commanded the game
13
in a way.
Points in the fourth quarter as they were down big.
So he's throwing the ball every other down. Like, that's a little misleading when you look at the total number. You go, he threw for 300 yards. That's great. But it wasn't like he threw for 350 and then was on the bench with 5 minutes to play.
It was 20-3 at the end of the half for Carolina. It was then 27-9 to start the fourth.
We're going to beat these guys. You heard me.
Now, Day-Day, see, why do you give that look? Now you're the doubting Thomas over here. Now you give me the look. And you're the one Monday is like, he threw for 300 yards.
Yeah.
Now look. Against Kyler Murray.
We get past this game on Sunday, and we will.
By the way, I can see his looks now because the computer crapped out. I just tweeted out, I'm a stranger in a strange land. I feel like I'm driving in England right now.
Yeah.
I'm on the wrong side of the highway.
I asked you if you were comfortable, and I know that sounds weird. You guys look, you talk on the radio. Yes, but we're in certain positions, and you come in every day. It's, again, somebody goes and rearranges your office, okay? You're going to walk in and go, where's my stuff?
I mean, when you see on your radio and it says Dukes and Bell, granted that photo's freaking 11 years old.
True.
But we generally are Dukes and Bell. Now it's Bell and Dukes. This is not normal. Very strange right now. They better get that computer fixed over there at first base.
All right.
Or third base, whatever the hell it is.
But I was going to say, Mike, we'll win this game.
You heard me.
And then I will tell you this. Look, Jaden Daniels healthy, it's a different football team. But we'll worry about that next week.
Right.
Okay?
And they are – everybody we're playing is dealing with something. Buffalo's going to play the Dolphins tonight. They got some banged up guys on defense.
And we got that game, by the way, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Chris is going to have a little bridge show, and then we'll get to the pregame. By the way, who you like tonight, by the way?
Well, you and I were debating this yesterday. It's 11.5, 12 on some sports books to be an 11.5-point dog. You and I – and by the way, this got a lot of heat when we did our pre-show today. Again, check it out on Twitch and on YouTube. But a lot of folks around the country, because it gets picked up nationally on our Odyssey platform, because we were talking about the Dolphins and how much heat is on Mike McDaniel and how that team feels like it's this close to quitting.
I'm curious to see if they show up tonight.
This really, I know gut check is so cliche, but this is heart check. This is, where are you? Are you professionals or what are you? What do you do? Did you really take on Coach Bra's personality?
You know who killed that team? Tyreek Hill.
Yep.
Tyreek Hill killed the team. When he walked off the field and quit on his team last year, everybody that had any doubts about where this was going, because the coaches did nothing.
Right. And then management, maybe you should try to move him and get him out of there before he goes full Antonio Brown. Then he kind of sheepishly, passive-aggressively
full
apologized.
Right? He's going to take his stuff off and walk off the field.
I was
going
to say, that's the next step. You know, little some of the ladies, topless, leaving the field.
Oh, man, let's get to 4th-and-1, Big O. What does our quarterback think about the Carolina Panthers defense? Michael Penix, what do you think?
You see talent. Obviously, I feel like those guys, they present a lot of different things. You know, I feel like the scheme isn't like a lot of people would say the scheme wouldn't be as complicated as Flores' defense. But at the end of the day, like, they got playmakers. They got a good coach over there. And they will make plays. We just got to make more. But it's a lot of talent over there.
I agree. It's not Minnesota's scheme, right? They're not bringing all these complex things to you and stunts and all that kind of stuff. But he's right. I mean, they're stout up front. We're going to see Penix. Hopefully, I hope he has one of these explosive games, Mike, where he goes off for, 275, a couple of touchdowns. Right. He hasn't had that kind of game. He threw for 300 in the first game, but it was kind of discombobulated the way it all kind of played out. Either way, that game can be heard right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on Sunday. We got all the action for you. What else is going on around the league, Mike? Zach Taylor talking about Jake Browning, his backup quarterback. Of course, he's stepping in for Joe Burrow. Here's what he said about people watching Jake Browning.
I don't know that people would really see a wholesale difference. But again, there's just, hey, Jake, here's three things I'm thinking about. Which two do you like the most? You know, and oftentimes when we go through the plan the night before the game, Joe and Jake are very, very similar, almost exact in terms of the plays they like. Sometimes there's one little tweak that Jake likes more than Joe that we just make a note of in case that ever comes up and is needed. So again, it's they both grown in our system here.
So Zach Taylor's saying we're not changing a whole lot. They are playing, by the way, the Vikings, who we just saw, Mike, and Carson Wentz will be starting for
them. I guess the under is the play in that game, you know, when you got all these backups in there. Nothing against Jake Browning, but, I mean, as we said Monday, there's a ceiling. You know, it's just not what Joe Burrow is. Carl brought up a great point yesterday about just, you know, what is Joe Burrow now? Are you just the you know, the injury-prone prefix is now attached to you? I don't know if they're going to seriously. You know, again, if Browning does what he does, okay, maybe you sniff 500. That's not, probably not even good enough to make the wild card.
In the AFC. Maybe
10 wins might not even be enough.
It's going to be hard. That's why them getting off the 2-0 was a big deal. Now, you know, if you lose the next two, you're still 500. I think that's where they want to be. Here's Ben Johnson, guys. And by the way, he went off on his team Wednesday. He did not think they practiced, his quote was, like a championship-caliber team. Mike, he is digging in publicly to the Chicago Bears. But he was asked about this whole Tom Brady thing and whether or not he will be hesitant to share anything with Tom Brady.
I've been careful everything I've said since the season started. I've been in pure coach-speak mode. So, to me, it's just business as usual. I'm just fine. I like Tom, and we have a really good relationship. So,
okay. I have been in coach speak mode. So what he said, yeah, he's not going to share any secret sauce. That's what he's saying with Tom Brady, but he's not worried about it. Here's what he said also about his team not playing well right now. The Bears are 0-2. People are already questioning Caleb Williams. Mike's talked about it. Ben Johnson says, we hope to be playing our best later this season.
We're going to be playing our best football in December. I know that to be certain. We're just in a race right now to get better in a hurry. And the faster we get there, the wins will start coming and we'll be just fine.
You're going to have to look at this Cowboys-Bears injury report. It's basically a pick'em now. You see this?
It's crazy. I know.
I mean, how can the Bears keep up? The Bears can't generate what Russell Wilson generated for the Giants, I don't think. Very interesting. Caleb Williams is one of the most polarizing young players in the league. And I think, look, fair or unfair, and the world sometimes, kids, is unfair, because the way he presented himself, and that was his style, his personal style at USC, turned off a lot of old farts. Right, and then that had a little bit of momentum in the combine. So there's just people that are just sharpening knives, ready for this dude to fail. And then, of course, last year how things went, I just thought it was, you didn't set him up for success. You probably should have hired an offensive-minded coach for his rookie season. He was the first overall pick. But now everything out of Chicago is Ben Johnson don't play. This is like old school. You know, I mean, like there's, hey, I mean, you screwed up, and there's no hugs. It's just kicks in the butt. And maybe he's a guy who doesn't – maybe Caleb Williams doesn't respond to that, right? I don't know.
Mike, I don't think Caleb Williams ever got a coach.
Just raw talent and just go do your thing.
Think about it. I mean, he went to Oklahoma with Lincoln Riley, right? Even in high school, when you guys have seen these kind of players, Day-Day, you cover high school football, they're just better than everybody else, right? So you're not coaching them up. You're just doing whatever it is, and these kids win. Then you get to college, and he's playing for a guy who has been, you know, loosey-goosey with his quarterbacks. Think about it. And then he goes to USC, that there was no structure.
Right.
So now for the first time, I think this is what Ben Johnson is like, yo, this is what it's got to be. And he's having an issue trying to fall into that mode of what I have to do as a quarterback when he's never really had that structure. So that, I think, is part of the issue. It's not the entire focus, but it's part of it.
By the way, Bland is out for the corner for the Cowboys.
Yes.
You mentioned that. And center BB is out for 6 to 8 weeks with an ankle. So they'll have a backup center against the Bears, Dallas.
And you would think this game would still favor Dallas at least by three or more.
Right.
It's not the case. Kyler Murray, I don't know if you guys saw this. Day-Day, our executive producer, showed us this. I think O was there as well. A picture of Kyler Murray on social media.
So stupid.
Posted in a Michael Vick jersey as he posted with his two dogs. They were pits, right?
Yep.
And he has since apologized. But, Mike, we talk about self-awareness all the time. And, you know, this is the part where, look, you guys may laugh. And Mike and I always say, do these kids know history? Do these kids know what happened in the past and how this played out and why this was not funny?
Right.
And I don't care what you were trying to show or flex or whatever you were trying to do. But if you know anything, you know that's not a cool pick. And by the way, the Mike Vick jersey is not a Falcon jersey. He's in a Virginia Tech jersey.
Right, a Hokie jersey. And look, Mike's made amends. And look, I get it. Some dog lovers, we're big dog lovers on this show, and some folks will never forgive him. But I can forgive a person. That's what this world is supposed to be about.
He's paid his dues.
Yes. But I mean, but it's still not a visual or an optics that, you know, that Kyler Murray. Again, I just think some of these guys literally don't even know what they're doing. I mean, literally just tone deaf on it. So, and if he was aware of it, it was really stupid.
It was dumb. But he has since apologized. But, yeah, we saw that picture, and I literally said to Dad, what is he doing? Who is this for? Like, seriously.
I mean, who are you appealing to with this?
Yeah.
You know, the guys in Newport News are like, yeah, Mike got railroaded. I mean, like, who is your target demographic for
Cal
the image?
Cal was 5'10". He ain't hard.
He's not hard. No, he's not. I agree. You know, and so either way, but he's apologized. But that post, it's just like sometimes you wonder, and it's been a while since somebody's posted something really dumb like that.
Right.
But that was dumb.
Hey, I got a story on the Saints, which is going to make Carl laugh. I'll save that for Guy Talk. It's, you're not going to believe this one. About New Orleans.
That's a
deep tease. That's coming up about 4:40.
All right, man. When we come back, Rod talking about what? The best player in the NFL is right here in Atlanta? Wait till you hear this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to remind you to get your weekend started off right. Special broadcast with the Midday Guys, Andy and Randy at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Come by, have lunch, and enjoy the food, drinks, and scenic views. And get ready for a big football weekend, man. That's Friday, 11 to 2, with Twin Peaks and our boys, Andy and Randy. We are Dukes and Bell. Friend of mine just hit me up. Yo, did I just hear y'all talk about Trey and Pat Beverly? We did. And we'll dive back into it. I know a lot of people.
I have to tell my family every year, daddy be home in June.
Yeah, just do it. got a kick out of it.
Yeah, he's going on a fishing trip to Canada or something.
not in the NBA playoffs.
Yeah, I don't know what April and early May in Atlanta feels like.
It's nice.
It's warm. It's not too humid.
Yeah, it's really probably some of the best time of the year. Either way, we'll play more of Pat Bev, but more importantly, Trey's response. Mm. Mike said it. Measured. I thought it was perfect. And right. This is, again, if you're going, what's the big deal? It's one NBA player taking a shot at our guy after he responded on social media about something that was just random, by the way. And it tells you how petty Pat Bev is. It just is. And I feel like he wanted to do this, and Mike said he wanted to get clicks. No doubt. He's trying to get some extra clout out of it. Right. All right. That's on the way. Let's talk about the best player in the NFL. Who's the best player in the NFL? If I asked you right now, don't think about it. Who's the best player in the NFL? Answer in your car. Answer at home.
Patrick
Answer
Mahomes. So was I not supposed to say anything?
Nope. It's perfect.
I don't know if the, no that's, one told me it was going to be a test.
That's perfect. Okay, let's do it again. Who's the best player outside of Patrick Mahomes? Go. Give it to me right now. Answer it.
Justin Jefferson. Or
Josh Allen.
Ja'Marr Chase.
Nobody's going to say Lamar? Nobody's going to say Lamar?
I'd get there. I mean, Lamar, two-time MVP, should have been three.
Exactly.
Baltimore's so far away.
So here's what's funny.
Got to win the Super Bowl.
Well, come on,
Josh. He's got to win. Josh he's got to play bulletproof, perfect football.
Josh
in the playoffs.
Hasn't won a Super Bowl. He is one of the best players in the NFL, if not right. The best. The crazy thing is, do we have the best player in the NFL right here in Atlanta? Raheem Morris was asked this, and you're going to say, "Well, he's this coach." No. Guys, this vibe is going around the country. There are people who are watching Bijan Robinson and saying, "Atlanta's got something really special." Now, will he run for 2,000 yards in one season, Mike, like Saquon? Maybe he will be in that elite company one day. But when asked about it yesterday, this is Rod talking about Bijan Robinson, and whether he is the best player in the league.
Unique skill set, unbelievable vision, unbelievable teammate, speed, physicality. You know, like you come across, when you first meet him, you're thinking he's a scat back, but he's really just everything. He has the ability to get out of the backfield, run receiver-like routes. He can stay in the backfield and block whichever linebacker you decide to bring. He just does it all. And we might line him up at quarterback this week. Who knows?
So the best player, at least according to his peers, and I don't think anybody would debate this, last season was Saquon Barkley. Okay, NFL's top 100, guys vote. Saquon's numbers speak for themselves. 16 games, 345 attempts, 2,005 yards. He basically got 6 yards a pop, 13 touchdowns, and Mike, those big explosive plays, right, that he had with the Eagles. So he also had a couple of touchdown receptions. But do you guys think that our guy can do everything Saquon can? And if you do, then you also must put him in this category. He's not the – if you don't think he's the best yet because he hasn't done this, that's fine. But he can do everything Saquon can do, Mike.
Right. You've seen it. I mean, guys, if nothing else, if you didn't see the Monday night thing, most people saw the Sunday night broadcast, I should say, where you had Saquon Barkley do a segment where he talks and throws praise to how good Bijan is and how amazing he is. Chris Collinsworth, like, for all the times he's made us, you know, have, you know, bleeding eardrums, he was just absolutely gushing, as well he should, over Bijan on Sunday night.
He really was. And again, that drill that we just did, there is no wrong answer. Derrick Henry's in there. Miles Garrett's in there. Mike's right. Justin Jefferson's in there. There's a bunch of players that you could easily say, he's the best player in the NFL. I think it's the impact you have, which is why everybody immediately goes to Patrick Mahomes. Like, they're 0-2. Are you worried about them? I'm not. They're going to win games.
Right.
They're not going to win. I don't think they win the division, but they're going to win games. And, Mike, they may even go further in the playoffs than we expect, but they're injured right now.
Off the top of my you just said, stream of consciousness, top of my head, I said Mahomes. Because, you know, even on the kickoff game down in Brazil, with everybody else doing, he had his own players. Kelsey's knocking out Xavier Worthy. You got dump guys. Kelsey's dropping passes at the goal line. Nothing's working. And he still keeps him in the game and nearly wills his team to a win just by sheer athleticism. Now, granted, if he starts bowing up on guys that are trying to take it easy on him, someone's going to knock his ding-dong in the dirt.
They're going to knock him out.
It's going to happen in a division game. Maybe the Raiders will do it. But Patrick Mahomes comes to mind. I love Lamar Jackson's game. I've been a big fan ever since I saw him destroy Florida State back in the day at Louisville. But, yeah, Josh Allen, I'm just – maybe because for me, the ring is always the thing, so I'm always equipped. That's why Mahomes is up here.
Yeah. No, I get it. But
Team sport, but still.
I say this all the time, and I tell people, like, nobody's winning chips outside of Mahomes and Brady. Like, seriously. And Brady hadn't been in the league now for a few years. You start looking at the last 10 Super Bowls, it's Brady and Mahomes. Like, that's just what it is. All these guys are really good, and I don't think there's any shame. Jamar Chase is in there too, by the way. You could easily say he's one of the best, if not the best players. 404-726-0929. Do you guys believe that? Do you think for the first time, maybe ever, that we have the best player in the NFL? The year Matt won the MVP, Mike, we felt like he was the MVP, but there were people around the league who were like, oh, I don't know. And I'm like, dude, 35 touchdowns, what are you talking about? Matt had an incredible year that year. And you go, he's deserving of the MVP. But even with that, I don't know if people thought he was the best player in the league. They might have thought he was the MVP, but I don't know if people thought he was the best player.
He beat Tom Brady by 13 votes. Matt Ryan had 7 first-place votes. Tom Brady had 3. Aaron Rodgers had 3. No other player had a first-place vote. Matt had the most second-place votes. So it was the most complete. So, I mean, even that year, I mean, Brady, again, it's so subjective.
It is.
And as we know, Kobe probably should have had 3 or 4. In any sport, you can go down the line. But anyway, but Matt did win it pretty convincingly based on how close it can sometimes be. Like Josh, it was weird. Josh got the MVP, but it was Lamar Jackson that got the All-Pro.
Right, right. And that's the thing. That's what I'm saying. Like, how this is viewed in years where you go, okay, he had a really good year, but is he the best player? You could arguably say Saquon was the best player in the league last year. Like, it's easy. With the numbers he put up and then what his team ultimately accomplished, which was a Super Bowl because of his efforts, that is the best player in the league. 404-726-0929. I think we look at the NBA a little bit differently because it is such an individualized sport where guys can take over. But that is the, you know, these positions are important, man. If you can be the best receiver in the league and be considered the best player, you certainly can be the best running back like Saquon is right now
right.
and be the best player, which is where Bijan is headed.
I know that we've got a guy that, and by the way, that's why if our wide receivers, we had that conversation earlier in the show about Mooney's probably still not 100%. I don't know if Mooney's going to be 100%. Don't know. And Drake, it was uncharacteristic to have a fumble like that. That's why I've always felt that you can use him to the coach's point anywhere on the field. You can have him. I want to say it was the first week against the Bucks. They had a bit of a bunch formation. He was out there. More of that. Yeah. That's why I want to see more imagination, man. He can do it all.
Day-Day, I think this was yesterday where it was admitted that snap to Bijan was not done on purpose, but yet he turned it into something. I don't know if you guys remember that play against Minnesota, but, you know, he ends up getting the ball, and it was like, oh, it's a direct snap. It wasn't supposed to go to him. And he still ended up making a play out of it. I just feel like these are the kind of guys that are ultimately going to lead us to where we want to be, and he is a difference maker. It's already being recognized around the league, and I don't disagree with Coach. Like, you could say some guys, oh, he should be in that conversation. There's some guys that shouldn't be. And then there's some guys like Bijan who absolutely deserves to be in there, and I don't care if he's only been in the league 3 years or this is his third year. Either you have it or you don't, Mike. We knew Saquon in his first season was going to be special.
Right. He's got that X factor. I mean, these are guys you know, and that's why sometimes on defense, we had a good conversation with Coach. Sometimes it takes a minute to pop. You knew Micah Parsons' his first year in Dallas was something special. He had that rock star thing. And we didn't get to see Jalen as much as we saw Pierce Jr. Both these guys in the second game get sacks. Coach brought up a great point about Rook. I was saying, like, when is Rook going to pop? You guys drafted him like he's one of the top 40 players in the league. And now this year he said it takes longer for guys in the interior to develop. That was part of the conversation. Maybe Rook's popping. We may have the nucleus. Again, I don't want to get over my skis on this one because it's just one game against a quarterback who's really struggling in McCarthy. But if this continues this week and next week and beyond, how do we do against – if we pop against Josh Allen – that's why, I mean, I'd love to have this unit have a few more reps in preseason in a regular game, you know, before they got a chance to take on the Bucs in week one.
Yeah.
I don't know if that make any difference to you.
I don't know. By the time we see the Bills, if it will, we should be hitting our stride.
Now they're in a groove, but there was just plays we left on the field. Certainly, and look, and some was the veteran by Caden Ellis.
No doubt. You're talking about the picks and the stops of having a guy in your grasp and then letting him go. 404-726-0929. Want to hear from you guys. Let us know what you think. Because I'm totally buying in, but I've been bought in. I was one of the guys saying, we need to get this guy, and I don't care if he's a running back. And when you're a difference maker, the position really doesn't matter. It's about making plays. This is why you could have a wide receiver like Justin Jefferson in this conversation, or Jamar Chase, because you have to account for them, or they're going to give you two or three touchdowns and burn your guys, and all of a sudden, Mike, it just changes the game. That's the explosiveness of Bijan Robinson.
Right on.
All right, man. We got a lot more to dive into. Coming up, Day-Day, what's on his mind. Also, in the 4 o'clock hour, there are a couple of dogs who are already on the disappointing list. Now, I'm not talking about their record. We're talking about their individual performances and what was expected of them. And then we're going to get into something else with the dogs coming up at 4 o'clock about how a couple of these transfers have made dividends or paid dividends. All right, stay there. It's Dukes and Bell.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, Day-Day was just talking about how good this defense is, at least through two games. We are already +3 and one of the top teams in takeaways already.
How about that?
For the NFL.
Never happens, Russ.
No, man. Like, this is what's great. Sacks, interceptions, overall turnovers, +/-, all right, for those of you who don't know, it's a stat. Here we go, Mike, again, these stats. Our eyes tell us when our defense is really good. We're taking the ball away.
Right.
But +/- is basically as the season moves through, as you go through a full season, whether you're getting takeaways or you're giving the ball away. And usually, if you are plus, you're one of the better defenses, especially as we move through the season. And right now, we're in a position where This is probably one of the best starts we've had in a very long time when you talk about that plus-minus thing.
So. Hey, man, as we said, you know, the year the Saints won the Super Bowl, it wasn't a great defense, but they were so, like, turnover-happy. You know, the year they went and beat Peyton Manning and the Colts that year, they were all about turnovers. I think this year we get a combination of sacks, the turnovers, the whole shebang. Carl, we joked around all offseason, strip sacks.
That's right.
You know, and now all of a sudden, like, wow. Falcon fans, strip, I mean, like sack. I said, 17 was the last time we had a defense that you were really excited about. Man, this... things come together. We fix this red zone thing. Mm. It's only week three. Fix this red zone thing, man. I'm really on board with this, Joe.
By the way, we got a strip sack against McCarthy. We got one.
Yep. Jalen Walker threw him around like a rag doll.
We need more of this.
As Day-Day says, knockout boys. Yeah. Knock two dudes out for next week.
Oh, we need more of it. That's what I'm talking about. Does it seem we're bringing this to life.
We're going to bring Bryce Young's head back in a Bojangles box. Yes.
All of that, we're bringing to life.
Right.
Billy Bowen.
Pick
think
it up.
About it. This was in the summer. This was early summer. You were like, what do we need? I said, I'll tell you what we need. This is coming. This is coming to life.
It's almost like
pick it up.
It's like we're around. What do we need? Strip sack. When do we need it? Now.
Day-Day, man, what is going on today? How you doing? Strip sack. Come on, Dream.
How'd they get beat by Indiana without all the guys that are missing? They got Caitlin Clark's out. And who's the sexy blonde? Yes.
Cunningham.
Yes.
Cunningham, right?
Yes.
Wait a what? Minute.
I'll have to check her out.
Wait a minute.
I mean, you're talking about sexy or scoring?
Why did you say that when you were talking about Sophie?
Oh, because I dig her, man. I dig the vibe.
It was very provocative.
Sexy. Well, it's like you going, we're going to eat.
Okay, quiet.
I mean, people watch for Caitlin. I watch for Sophie.
Yeah, no.
You know, I do watch.
I don't disagree with that.
Not sex, sacks.
Did you say Molly?
Speaking of zesty, that's the only. When I'm at the gym, that is the best way to watch. Is that First Take?
It is. It is.
That's the best way to watch it. With music in your headphones at the gym.
Mute.
You're not hearing Stephen A. speak. You're just looking at her, and she's beautiful and smart and sexy. That is the best way to watch that show, with music in your ears and just looking at her. However... And then Stephen A. goes and speaks like she's dead. That was a bit much. Right.
Because Molly wasn't there.
Right.
Well.
Mm.
The glue. She's the glue. Look, I don't know. I mean, let Stephen. I just told Mike this, and I saw this. Stephen A., for those who don't know, now apparently he's going to be on the Monday night primetime countdown show. Or not every
They're
game.
They're even throwing, like, trial balloons about him taking over doing, like, a late night for Kimmel now that Kimmel's on suspension.
Good luck with that. I don't know if, you know, like, his overwhelming amount of duties that he's required, if it's – I don't know how that's going to affect the show, but Molly was – she was perfect in the role that she played. Mm. And to your point, it's like your favorite shows, man. One character gets killed off, and this show ain't the same. Like, you're like, I don't know if I like this show as much as I once did. So I'm curious to see if it takes a hit. But she was great. What is she doing? Do we know what she's doing, by the way? Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
please. No, get back on TV. Soon.
What?
You mean the man who turned his back on the Georgia Bulldogs?
Both of them, Fernando Mendoza, turned down Georgia too.
Right. And Dylan Raiola. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Dylan was number two QB.
Right.
The biggest thing is him getting in a fight with Justice Haynes on the sideline.
Right. Arguing with his own dude. He looked both electric and over his head in the same game.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Look, it's not the SEC. Okay? I mean, let's just be honest. I mean, I know Big Ten fans are going to get upset, but it's not the SEC. And if you're trying to sell me on this being the most electric Joe Testator, the most electric quarterback matchup, didn't we just see that? It's called Tennessee and Georgia. We just saw that. Right. I mean, like, I don't
know. That was electric. Weren't five stars either.
Yeah, this is not going to be that electric.
I don't know.
You might get more electricity in the Auburn-Oklahoma game.
Right. It's not the SEC. Sorry. It's just not.
What time is that game on, by the way, Danny?
No, it is. It's the CBS, right? Okay. It's the CBS 3:30 game.
So Ness will have the call then, right?
Yeah. Sorry, Ness. I know. We know. We wish you were back on SEC.
We miss you, Ness.
Oh, man, do we? But no, Data, you're not tripping. That's what it is. The quarterbacks in the Big Ten are not as compelling.
Well, you also get in there. Like, you know, we don't talk about Illinois much. They did smoke Duke, and say what you want, man. That's a decent program.
Oh, no doubt. No.
You know, and like Brent Bielema is, I've always gotten a kick out of him. I know he rubs some people the wrong way. You know, he always kind of has something to say about everything. Just like Kurt Cignetti, the big mouth who was talking jive about SEC schedule. Meanwhile, this guy's schedule, I think I heard something from, I think Rusty Manziel said it. I forget who he was talking about. But, like, I mean, you got high school teams got tougher schedule. Buford might have played a tougher schedule than what Indiana's playing. So this is one where I want to see the Illini just stomp the Hoosiers.
By the way, who's favorite in that game? Do we know? Is it Michigan, Nebraska? Okay.
It's
a quarterback showdown.
Raiola. And the whole thing with him, the fascination with the Patrick Mahomes thing is a bit much, too.
Well, yeah, but I know if you've watched him, I know some of you have, maybe you haven't. He hasn't been great. Like, seriously. I mean, he's just not been like, oh, my God, I got to watch this kid.
And Matt Rule's a pretty good offensive coach.
No, it's just the sizzle's not there, Mike. That's what's it's missing. I'm not saying the kid can't play quarterback, but I just all the hype and sizzle surrounding it. Nah, it's not there.
So you guys aren't feeling Kent State at Florida State?
Are you going?
I got the tickets. I got it.
You going?
It's a freaking beautiful weekend. I'll leave at halftime. I'll go to Madison Social, get smashed. I got a hotel room.
Okay. All right.
I think that's a push. I think Napier's probably on a slightly thinner ice than me. Because you don't know with Ross. You got to put a mirror under the Dolphins' owner to see if he's breathing. But I wonder where they are with everything that's been written in South Florida and all they on talk radio. They're killing him for good reason. The culture down there. I think Ryan, was it yesterday called Ryan Clark and ESPN was saying, you know, the players aren't buying in. They've quit on this guy. We'll see. And the Florida thing is, hell, he had to suspend one of his coaches for being undisciplined for the melee before the LSU game. He's got a bunch of knuckleheads that aren't playing well. You got Lagway's not getting coached up. Lagway's making like total true freshman mistakes. So I don't know what to make of it.
Scott Strickland's the AD. He stuck with Billy Napier last year, right? When he could have probably fired him. And then they go on that great run at the end of the season. But how much patience does Scott Strickland have now? And that's really what this comes down to. Because if they go to 1-3, the people who thought he should have been fired last year are going to be right back in his office going, you should have done this last year. We're wasting time. Right. So I'm going to go with, though, I will tell you, because tonight is a big night. I think if the Dolphins don't show up and get humiliated, and Buffalo's offense has the potential to humiliate you, okay? So if they put up, let's just say 40, spreads double digits, Mike said. I think McDaniel's on his way out. I feel like that there is no reason to believe that he has the focus of his football team, and it's not going to get any better. Now you're 0-3 if you're the Dolphins. You just got humiliated on Thursday Night Football. I think he could easily be fired by Friday morning. I said that to you guys earlier today. So I'm going to go Mike McDaniel before I go Billy Napier, but I think Scott Strickland has a really big decision in front of him if they fall to 1-3.
Coach Bruh.
Who? Can you put it in my contract to get free Joe Stonecrab?
Really?
McCarthy said, I believe he said, Carl, I'm very interested. And now, are you going to finish that? I know fat guy jokes, but no. I mean, he's going to take you to a certain level. There's a ceiling with McCarthy, but he's going to be more effective than Mike McDaniel.
No doubt. I mean, do I feel more comfortable probably with him? Yes. Would Tua be better? I don't know. Maybe. That's interesting. I forgot he was out there. Let me ask you guys something. You mean the Dolphins aren't going to go get Bill Belichick? Huh? Wait a minute. He's the NFL's best coach.
I bet you his girlfriend would love South Beach.
Okay, here you go. I only bring that up to say, if these jobs start opening up, didn't you tell me he's got an out in his contract or something like that?
Yeah, but it's already kicked in. I believe, let me read up on that, because it was very quick into the contract.
Okay.
It's a topic neither one of them is comfortable commenting on.
I'm looking at it right now. Let me proofread. No, buyout clause, it drops from $10 million to $1 million, already did on June 1st.
Not talking about this.
Nobody's going to come get Belichick? I'm just asking.
You got to pay. He only owes UNC $1 million if he chooses to leave after June 1st, which is come and gone.
Okay.
Not talking about this.
Guys.
Very inexpensive.
Come on.
He could quit on North Carolina midseason.
For $1 million.
No,
I'm just saying. No, I wouldn't. No, I would not.
If I was the Dolphins, I don't know.
Not talking about this.
But if Belichick
is his son Mullethead going to coach the defense?
Well, he's probably coming with him. But if Belichick is all of that for everybody out there who told Mike and I, oh yeah, Belichick. Well, somebody when these jobs start opening up should go get him if it's only $1 million to get him out of his deal.
It's a topic neither one of them is comfortable commenting on.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying.
I mean, it's very interesting. Look, I just don't know I still don't know what the motivation for North Carolina is, other than keep his brand out there.
Yeah.
So you're going to be 76, you know, sign a 3-year deal in the NFL, and he wants to be an all-time winner so bad.
Yep.
And I don't know if the Dolphins want to contribute to that. Because you'd be surpassing Don Shula. Not that it matters to Stephen Ross.
No, that's true.
Hello, everyone. Yeah. Surprised to see me here.
Yeah. Forsythe's what, 6.5?
Good stuff, man. The transfer portal is paying dividends for the Dogs. We are going to get into that. Also, more on this Trey Young response. Our star stood up and said, take this. It's Dukes and Bell.
Hello, everyone. Surprised to see me here? Well, I am too.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.